This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
In this segment of the Gun Owners News Hour, I want to talk about what's going on in many of our country's schools. I've got grandchildren in schools, and this is something that probably affects most of us, directly or indirectly. What happens when a dirtbag decides that that's going to be his day to shoot up a school and try to get as big a body count as he possibly can? I say he because, as far as I know, most of these dirtbags happen to be male in their gender. I don't know if any of them have been trans or not. So we'll just go ahead and use the old-fashioned pronouns to describe this kind of a situation. But it's a reality in schools where they've had to give some thought to this. What do you do? You've got a lot of children who don't deserve to have to deal with these kinds of issues, but all of a sudden that may be thrust upon them. And I was reading The American Thinker last month, which is an excellent blog, by the way, AmericanThinker.org. And they carried an article by Marion Marcella, a teacher in the New York City public schools. And it almost became the real deal. She had an unannounced lockdown, I guess. Would that be the right description for this situation that you described in your piece in American Thinker?
Yeah, lockdown practice drill.
It was a practice drill, and it was realistic enough.
It
turned out to be, but you didn't know that going in.
Right.
So there was a certain element of the unknown, to say the least. Concern would probably be somewhat understating the problem, because, again, nobody knew this was a fire drill. Everybody must go outside. No, this was all of the signs were that this could have been the real deal, and you're engaged in, you'll have to pardon me, but you described it so well, and I thought, how useless are the means that they have provided for you for trying to protect the children if something like this really were to happen?
Yeah, and that's actually what motivated me to write the article, because I happened to be watching the Democratic convention. Not that I really wanted to watch it, but it just happened. I just happened to turn it on at this moment. I saw this woman up there, and I don't know who she was, but she was talking about Sandy Hook and how we have to pass all these gun laws to save children if we care about children. And, you know, if the laws save just one life and we have to do something. And it just sort of kind of made me sick, actually. And I thought to myself, you know, it's not right that they always get to say that they're the ones who care about kids and we don't just because we disagree with them. And I felt that there was another side. And I wanted to kind of, you know, tell my side, you know.
Well, you told it very eloquently, and I'm awfully glad that you happened upon the Democrat convention when you did. Neither one of us would normally make a practice of watching it, so you don't have to make excuses.
No, I really wasn't interested. I don't know why I put it on.
Well, I'm glad it worked out the way it did, because it motivated an awfully good piece that you put into American Thinker.
It did, because I thought to myself, you know, why do they get to stand up there and say, if we care about kids, we need to pass these laws, even if it saves just one life? I mean, if they really care about kids like they say, you know, is that really the best way to protect them, by passing laws?
Well, even while all this was happening, you went through some of your thought processes,
right,
and I believe you mentioned the Bolton three-letter word, or as Joe Biden might say, that four-letter word, gun. What if you had been in such a situation for real and some dirtbag comes crashing through a locked door, which probably wasn't much of a barrier?
No.
Then what do you do?
You can't do anything.
Throw an eraser at him?
Yeah, there's nothing you could do. You know, I there was something like, I think I heard somebody say you're supposed to throw cans at them. I mean, you know, stupid things. Hit them with a fire extinguisher. It's just, obviously, I mean, I don't know. I guess we're just supposed to feel comfortable thinking that the odds of these things happening are so slim, you know, that they're never really going to happen. But then why pass these laws? I don't know.
Well, exactly. And frankly, the odds are against any American being involved in a violent crime. But that doesn't mean that if and when it does happen to a particular American, he should be happy that he wasn't carrying a gun, because then he's not going to shoot an innocent third party. I don't think that's what will be going through his mind. I think your thought was rather more likely, oh, if I only had a gun.
Well, that would be the only way to protect the kids, wouldn't it, if, God forbid, the unthinkable happens, I suppose, right? That would be the only way.
Can't think of anything else effective. I don't know about you, but I'm too old to fight. And
no. We could try to gang up on them, me and, like, 30 little kids.
Yeah, 30
kids. Maybe we could take them down after a few of them got killed. My goodness, you know, I don't know. It's ridiculous to think about.
Well, that's, I suppose that's theoretically possible, but the idea of laying that on little kids, I think, that's kind of over the top, because the whole idea is to bring them along rather slowly into the realities of the world, and assuming that you're dealing with primary school students,
they're young.
This whole discussion would be probably make some of them lose physical control.
Yeah, and that's not what we're trained to do. You know, we're trained to lock the door. Like I said in the article, you know, you lock the door, you turn out the lights, you put all the kids in the corner, you be quiet, and you basically just sit there. You're not trained to, you know, go fight them.
No, and that's not really the job. But on the other hand, if something were to happen, you're thinking about, well, what if I did have a gun? That would have been a lot more effective a way of dealing with a dirtbag who managed to breach your locked door,
right?
Maybe the flimsy door that was locked. It would at least be enough of an impediment to warn you that he's there, he's coming, and it would give you a chance to, under that horrible set of circumstances, you would probably have had a pretty good line of sight without any of the kids being in the way. So the likelihood of there being collateral harm is remote under that very scenario that you were in.
Well, it's funny because when you talk to some of these other teachers, and I mean, they do have, I mean, obviously I work in New York City, I'm surrounded by liberals and things like that, but they do care about the kids, but they just don't, they don't really understand. But sure, I mean, if that happened, they would say to me, oh, well, you know, most people who have a gun end up getting shot. I mean, but look, obviously if I did, and I'm not saying that teachers should have guns, but obviously if I did, I'd at least have a chance. In the other scenario, you don't have a chance.
That's exactly right. I remember when I had a similar discussion with Piers Morgan a few years ago. He was trying to lecture us Americans in his British accent, essentially how we got the War for Independence wrong, and very, very anti-Second Amendment, against people having their own guns. And I asked him the question, for which he had no answer. So you're okay then. We'll all be disarmed in these gun-free zones, and you're okay with just piling the bodies up? Do I get that right? And, of course, he had no answer for that, because in the rare event that that might happen, that would be the result under the situation, under conditions that most of these folks are requiring. I'm going to be back and talk some more about schools, guns, self-defense with Marianne Marcella, a teacher in New York City public schools.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today. Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Talking today with Marianne Marcella, a teacher in the New York City public schools, published a really excellent piece in American Thinker, July 29 of this year, lockdown, a teacher's thoughts. And these were some of her thoughts as she was in lockdown. And it had been made realistic enough that there had been no advance warning, no memo. Tomorrow morning at 9:30, we're going to simulate an invasion of the school and we'll have a lockdown. No, it was just whatever signals were given. The lockdown took place. And then the waiting. And if I remember right, it was something like 5 minutes.
Probably not even that long. Yeah, a few minutes.
No but communication. You hear a few steps out in the hallway. Who in the world is that?
Out. Yeah.
You hope it's the principal or the
security
patrolman
does not
from you, right? But you don't know. If it had been something rather different, rather worse, there you are, a bunch of sitting ducks,
yeah.
And that body count of piled up dead bodies that I was asking Piers Morgan about, that could have been a reality, and that's pretty gruesome, frankly. I'm glad the kids didn't have to think about all of your thoughts, but did you talk to them later? Did any of them have any inkling as to what might be going on?
Well, my class is young. They're 8 years old, seven, 8 years old, nine,
yeah.
Third grade. They, you know, they look to me. So if I look all right, they're all right. If I look calm, they're calm. You know, we talked about, you know, when we practice lockdowns, they don't think much of it. It's almost like a fire drill to them, although some of them might ask, well, why do we have to do that? And then I'll just say, well, in case somebody bad comes in the building. And I don't really, you know, take it any further than that because I don't want to scare them, you know.
What do you do, well, not you, but what do you know what, the say, the sixth grade teachers might have had to explain? Because obviously their students are a different kettle of fish.
Right, and I taught fifth grade a couple of years ago when we just first started this after Sandy Hook, and they were aware of what happened. So, yeah, they're a little bit more nervous.
I would think so. And but, again, none of them, even in that earlier situation with the older students, none of them are traumatized by this, I gather, because everybody...
Nobody makes a big deal about it, which is the funny thing. You know, I even talk to other teachers, and they just, you know, they don't, it's like, they don't even, like, it doesn't, didn't faze anybody, which I also thought was odd. I was like, maybe one or two other teachers was like, yeah, you know, like, they'll admit, like, wow, yeah, you know, if something happened, yeah, we'd all be dead. But that's, you know, that's as far as it is, you know. It's almost like they're just different, you know. They have a mindset that almost like, they can't take care of themselves. I don't know what it is.
I think you have said something I find very significant. Don't take care of themselves. I think that's typical of many of the liberals' way of thinking, that they've become so accustomed to the government being the way things get done, the way things get solved, and so you call 9/11 and wait, right?
Yeah.
Well,
and I always grew up where you don't reach for the phone if, God forbid, there was an emergency. In my father's house, you reach for something else. That's what he always said.
Well, good for him. I wish he were more of a majority. It can change your way of thinking. I've had this discussion already today, but when a friend of mine who teaches in North Carolina lost a couple of friends who were murdered on a roadside, driving by that spot several times a week, finally got in. Now, he was liberal. He was an atheist. He was paradigmatic, I guess, in many ways, of the quote-unquote good teacher. And it started gnawing on him. Well, what if that had happened to me? What if I'd been attacked the way they were? What would I do? Well, he had to conclude he wouldn't have been able to do much better than evidently his poor friends. So he bought a gun. And he's that really was kind of the open door to a whole new way of thinking, a whole new worldview.
That's why I sort of thought maybe, I mean, for me, I it wasn't that. I guess the article almost came across like I was a liberal and then I had, but no, I always sort of, I always did believe what I believed. I thought maybe if I told my story, maybe some other people, I don't know, they're not going to wake up, you know. What can I say?
Well, you know, that's, and that's the conundrum, we might call it. That's the challenge. It seems to me that there, and you're right there, exposed to it daily. You can please tell me I'm wrong. I find that people, probably like your dad, the way most conservatives try to think when they're at least on their good behavior is sequentially, logically. They try to assemble facts and try to put them together in a sensible fashion. Whereas this kind of information, say dealing with self-defense, I've had this discussion with liberals, and at the end of the points that I was trying to make, that the gun would be a way of oftentimes just chasing away, scaring away a bad guy once he realizes that he doesn't have a monopoly of force. It's like end of game, and he's gone. That happens many, many, many times. We know that that happens upwards from federal government surveys of upwards of 3 million times a year. Most of those episodes of self-defense not even involving firing the gun, sometimes not even displaying it, just saying, I've got a gun, maybe from the other side of that door in your classroom.
Right.
If you ever had to say that, I hope it would be true someday. But in the meantime, the arguments seem to run up against a brick wall because they don't feel safe thinking that, knowing that somebody else in the room has a gun.
Yeah.
A good guy with a gun. They don't feel safe.
You know,
and it's
feeling. They don't trust themselves with guns. They get nervous around them, you know, and it's, I guess, I mean, having a gun obviously is a big responsibility.
Yes.
I don't know.
I think you're right. They don't trust themselves, and that's why it's been, shall we say, therapeutic. It's been sometimes decisive in changing and having scales drop from eyes when people are finally persuaded to let's go to the range, and they get started with a 22, which means really easy to control. And, you know, they put a few holes in a piece of paper and they realize, hey, this takes some skill and it's kind of fun, and it can completely take away that fear that they've had. I'm going to be back after this break. We're talking about schools. What do you do when the unthinkable might be happening? Marianne Marcella wrote Lockdown, A Teacher's Thoughts.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at VNIINC.com/ProHealth. That's VNIINC.com/ProHealth.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details. Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 79cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 79cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 79cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-798-4326. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-798-4326. That's 1-800-798-4326. 1-800-798-4326.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Talking today with Marianne Marcella, teacher in the New York City public schools, had to deal with an unannounced, happily turned out to be a practice drill, a shooter, a murderer roaming through their school, and door was closed and locked, the lights were out, the kids were told to be quiet and put into a corner and so forth. But it's a disturbing thing because it gives you that much time to think about, what if this were for real?
Yeah.
Then what happens? And, you know, you ask a question at the, in fact, it's the very last statement in your article in American Thinker. I wondered as I sat alone in my car driving home later that day, since gun laws will stop no motivated criminal, why do they really want us defenseless? Not meaning the criminals, but although they probably like it too. But why do the authorities want people defenseless?
I mean, they have to know, right? that these laws aren't going to stop criminals, right? I don't know.
Well,
I don't get it.
They probably, in one compartment of their mind, as I've been trying to wrestle with that question, know that that's true. But they have this feeling that it's just better if there not be a gun in your hands and my hands. It's just too risky. And that's what they'll come up with often enough, is that, well, there'll be that collateral harm. Well, there was sure a lot of collateral in New Haven. Everybody was just sitting there kind of waiting their turn to be murdered. I just find that mind-boggling that that's the end of the discussion.
Yeah.
So I'm in a way I'm disappointed that you're you're as perplexed as I am, and you're the one that has to deal with these folks on a continual basis. They're your colleagues.
Yeah.
These are nice people. And as you say, they mean well. They may have a lousy worldview as
they're
a
misguided.
Liberal, but
yeah,
but they're dedicated people. They're not trying to do evil. They're not Jack the Ripper, and yet their ideas are very dangerous if put to the test. And
yeah,
just
I mean,
never.
They can't accept the fact that no matter how many laws you pass, you can't 100% protect kids. I don't know why it's taking so long for them to realize that. You know, you can have a million laws, and there's still that chance. But look, if somebody wanted to break into my school, or probably any school, they probably could get in. I mean, I don't know. That's just the world. That's always a chance, right?
It's always a chance, and not that it was a school, but the Orlando club that was shot up by the Muslim. There was an armed guard, and he was overcome as the dirtbag shot his way in, and then he's in a gun-free zone.
Right.
And it was like shooting fish
that's
in a barrel.
So dumb, gun-free zones.
Well, and of course, that's where most schools are.
Yeah.
Happily, there are some exceptions, and that's maybe worth talking about with your colleagues, at least if they've had a drink or two and they're not going to be too excitable. The whole state of Utah allows anybody with a concealed carry permit to have a gun on any campus, be it from kinder care to graduate school. Doesn't matter.
Can't see it happening in New York City. No way.
Well, it's a worldview problem that we're talking about. And yet they've got certainly some big population centers. They've got their share of liberals even in Utah. But the fact is it works. And you don't hear about this kind of problem that you and I are talking about in Utah, and maybe there's an obvious reason. Some dirtbag that's going to be looking for a big body count realizes that the little video game he wants to play for real may come to an end, from his point of view, too soon, because in Utah, very likely could end up facing an armed teacher. And there's an Argyle school district in Texas, and it's kind of rural. They know it might take even 20 minutes for a cop to get there because of the distances involved. And so they've got a sign that says, "Our teachers are trained in the use of firearms. Be advised if you attack our school," something to that effect. They're just right up front with it. But as you say, that kind of a sign would probably, at a minimum, produce eyes rolled to the back of the head in New York City.
Oh, God. No, they would think you were crazy.
It must be crazy to value your life to that point.
Again, they have all their... This is the problem of the way they... That the difference, I think, they do look to government, to protect them. Otherwise, it's just the difference. I don't know how, my parents raised me in New York City. What can I do? I just have a different... There's a lot of us out there who think like me, but, we're the minority,
Well,
in our way of thinking.
I hope that we have a way of becoming the majority without having to wait for these benighted folks to get themselves killed on the way, because they're going to... this is a very dangerous worldview that they have, and ideas do have consequences. And isn't it interesting that the federal data have been compiled since 1950, all the public mass murders, be they a church where it was imposed as a gun-free zone, or a school, or a mall, any place where it was a gun-free zone, that's where all of our mass murders have taken place, save three, since 1950.
I don't know. They've got it programmed in their mind that, it's just a different mindset. But, some of them will admit that, yes, if I had a gun, then yes, that would be a way to stop them, but they're still not going to do anything about it. It's almost, I don't know.
It's
I tried to, like, talk to teachers, I was like, you know, weren't you a little concerned? Didn't you worry a little? You know, no, we knew it was, like, not real, you know. But I said, we didn't know it was not real for a few minutes. I mean, it wasn't enough time to actually pass by where I actually said, oh, my God. You know, I knew in the back of my head, okay, at any moment now this is going to be over. If it dragged on a little longer, it might have been different. Maybe it just wasn't long enough. But in my mind, I resented feeling defenseless. But not everybody thinks like me. I don't know. It's different. They're just very different. Their beliefs.
It's, and I really think it goes back to this point about the liberal tends to think with feelings, emotions, and the conservative tends to think sequentially. It tries to be logical. Obviously, we're not able to do that all the time, but that's the goal.
But their argument is so lame to say that in order to protect the kids, we have to pass laws. I mean, that just doesn't make any sense.
And they'll probably admit that when you press them, because it's illegal to commit murder. It's illegal to have a gun in a school zone. It's probably illegal for that particular individual to have that particular gun because he, chances are, stole it or bought it in some illegal fashion, which is almost the only way to buy a gun in New York City.
You could probably buy one illegally tomorrow, but try to get one legally. No. Mm-mm. Can't
right.
do it.
Yeah, so the animus is definitely in favor of the bad guy because he, in a place like New York City or Cleveland or San Francisco or Chicago's for sure, he knows that the government is on his side. Now, nobody gives speeches to that effect, but that's what it amounts to, and he knows that. These are not stupid people. They're evil people, and maybe that's part of the problem, too, is that many times the liberal doesn't want to face the fact that there just are people that are no good at all, and there's probably no good way to talk to them. You've got to show them force. Talking with Mary Ann Marcella, public school teacher in New York City. We'll be right back and talk some more about her thoughts on lockdown that she went through in her school.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Talking today with Marianne Marcella, a public school teacher in New York City, wrote a very, I guess some would say, provocative article in the American Thinker. You can find it at AmericanThinker.com on the web. I hope I got that right. I think it's AmericanThinker.com. And they run some pretty good stuff, and I'm glad you were able to get your piece in this blog site because I think it reaches an awful lot of people, thoughtful people. Yeah. And I was just thinking during the break, you know, I started out when I was conscious of thinking about political philosophy. I considered myself a liberal as I began my college years. And by the time I finished graduate school, rather atypically, I had emerged as a conservative because I could see that the facts didn't fit. And I guess I was just not born to think with my feelings, but it really got to me that the two professors that I had, at least it appeared, they couldn't stand each other. They went after each other hammer and tong. They called each other everything but a nice guy. And the Cuban Missile Crisis came along. Now, that dates me. And all of a sudden, they both had the same prescription. Just roll over, play dead, give the Soviets what they want. Don't risk violence because you know that if you threaten violence, that just lead to more violence. That doesn't solve anything. Well, happily, if somewhat reluctantly, President Kennedy did threaten violence, and Khrushchev said, "Never mind," and he left. And it was, I think, a lot of people, myself included, were amazed, and for me, it began a process of, what was I thinking? And I ended up coming out a very different sort of guy from the one that went into that Cuban Missile Crisis. But apparently, not everybody in college has a Cuban Missile Crisis moment, and they just come out as liberal as they might have gone in, or more so, because I don't really think I was conscious politically when I went in. By the time I graduated from undergraduate, I was a certifiable liberal, but then in graduate school, they lost me. I wish I could figure out how to repeat something like that for the liberals that I have had discussions with, but I've been frustrated. Most times it just doesn't seem to take.
No, it doesn't take. It's like a whole, you know, years and years of brainwashing. And even now, you know, you see it in the schools. I see it with my own kids in school. I see it where I'm teaching. There is definitely an effort out there to make kids afraid of guns. And, you know, I mean, you know, we grew up, and I mean, you know, I grew up, and you used to play cops and robbers and you used to shoot each other and, you know, and die, fake die. And now the kids, if they even point, you know, it's wow. It's like, I tell them.
That index finger is pointing at somebody.
I tell them, don't worry about it.
Suspended.
I say, Mrs. Marcella doesn't care. You can draw a picture of a gun if you're drawing a picture of a cop. I don't care. You know, but everywhere else, you know, because some of them want to be cops. A lot of, you know, you got to, like, when you're a little kid, the only, like, adults you really know are teachers and cops and firemen. I mean, so those are the people you want to be when you grow up, because those are the people mm-hmm. you see in your community. So they admire
good
cops.
Point.
If they draw a picture of a cop with a gun, they can get in trouble. I mean, it's really crazy. And all these teachers are like, no, 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 no. You know, you can't. No, don't point your finger. Like, it looks like a gun. It's ridiculous. And
it's a very effective teaching method, though, it strikes me. This zero tolerance policy that most schools have.
It's going to get worse,
effective.
Is what I'm saying, for us. You know, we've got to fight back now. It is going to get worse. You know, my son, they said, oh, your son, you know, he drew a picture. My son drew a picture of a gun. I said, so what? I don't care. But, you know, most parents get scared off, you know.
Because, yeah, you're in the system and you can kind of deal with it. But the parent that just doesn't want to fight because they got other things they're doing. Maybe they go to a PTA, parent-teacher association meeting, but that's probably the involvement maximum that they have in mind. And the idea of doing battle over whether my kid draws a gun, it's so easy
really,
to tell them to forget it. Yeah.
They take it really seriously. I mean, you know, this could be a potential, who knows, you know. This is the way they look at it.
As one little fifth grader put it, after he had drawn a picture of a gun, I was dispended.
There you go.
So they don't even know what kind of horrible crime it's supposed to have been. But they know it was horrible because some adults really got almost frenzied, I guess.
Yeah,
and so that teaches.
It's going to get worse. You know, the mindset is going to get more anti-gun because it's. I live in Connecticut, very different from where I teach in the Bronx, and both schools, you know, it's almost like two opposites, two extremes, where I'm working in the Bronx and where my kids go to school in Connecticut. And both places, very, very anti, you know, it's this brainwashing going on. It bothers me. You know,
so different demographics, but the same.
Totally different everything. And yet, you know, same kind of mindset.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a challenge for us that we've.
It is.
I know that there's now a dozen states and there'd probably be more where you can carry a concealed firearm without a permit. Vermont's been that way since the 1930s. That probably comes as a great shock to the kind of mindset that we're dealing with, that we're talking about right now, that thinks that the government needs to regulate and control and prohibit some of these kinds of things. And yet, last I've been aware, there haven't been too many Vermont gangs attacking poor teenagers in the Bronx or anywhere else in New York City. So apparently they're rather open and lax gun laws in Vermont obviously don't cause a problem because their violent crime rate is quite low. But again, these are facts that, as we've already found in our discussion, kind of bounce off so many of these folks that we're trying to reach. And I guess you're hearing my frustration and
they
how do we reach them.
They have the monopoly on the we want to protect the children thing. And that's why the whole point of my piece in American Thinker was that's not the best way to protect the children, you know.
You know, I like your description of it. They have a monopoly, and when people have monopolies, they don't feel the need to reexamine, to adjust. There's no real market satisfaction that they're required to consider because they have a monopoly. So here it is. Take it and shut up.
But maybe, you know, maybe we need to focus more on, you know, I don't know, the like I said, we can make a good argument that caring about the kids means, you know, like I said in the article, there was nothing that I could do if somebody came in the door. That how much, you know, if I care about the kids, I should be able to protect them, right? But no. No,
your question, I thought, was superb right at the end of that article. Why do they really want us defenseless?
I think we know the answer to that.
Yeah, and yet you can't have a discussion with them about it. And there's the rub. And that's probably what's so frustrating. How do we make progress with people that are so hard to talk to?
Maybe they don't want it in their minds. Maybe they just can't wrap their hands or their thoughts around the fact that the government is not really looking out for our best interests. I mean, it's able to swallow, or you know, you have to almost, I don't know, I just always believe to be a little skeptical of the government. They don't, you know, in order to, I don't know, it just...
Well, I think you've really put it pretty square. The skeptical, show me, prove it to me. You haven't given me enough information yet.
It's uncomfortable to think that the government's not on your side. But, you know, maybe they are, maybe they aren't. But just in case, you know, why can't we, you know, they're almost like saying we're not capable enough or, you know, to, it's almost like the government doesn't trust us.
They've given up and they're just going to let the government take charge, I guess. And that's what we're facing. That's what we've got to ultimately come to grips with to be able to deal with. Mary Ann Marcella, thank you so much. Appreciate you sticking it out in those government schools. I think having teachers like you makes a big difference. Thanks so much.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about Infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear Infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.